You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate seeing when medical residents or medical students get themselves in trouble. We were just talking about...
I'm not in favor of a $5 trillion tax cut.
Oh, sorry about that. We got Romney speaking here. He's not in favor of a $5 million tax cut. Neither am I. Let me get the volume out. Thank you, Romney. You can't just come on my show. You need to schedule an interview with Don. Thank you. Okay, here we go. All right, so we were talking about in the previous hour that the TSA hasn't been doing their job in Newark. About 84% of the TSA agents haven't been doing the pat-downs appropriately. And I was talking about how there was a student who got caught hiding marijuana in her genitals. And she says that was supposed to be for her friends, not her. And she's a medical student. Come on. We don't want our medical students hiding pot in their orifices. Come on. Vita Golak, 18-year-old from Naples, Florida, was arrested after cops pulled a car over. 18 years old. How are you a medical student at only 18? You go to undergrad until you're about 21, and then you become a medical student when you're about 21, 22. Maybe she's like a Doogie Howser. When they searched her vehicle, she was driving erratically between lanes yesterday. When they searched the vehicle, marijuana was found beside her where a passenger was sitting. La, la, la. According to Naples Daily News, not Nipples Daily News, Naples, the 18-year-old told police it was not hers as she is a medical student on scholarship and to check the other passengers. They denied the drug belonged to them. Ooh, she ratted her friends out and were allowed to leave. Golak was arrested. Well, of course, she was driving kooky. On the way to Naples Jail Center, the student told the officer he was ruining her life and now she would lose her scholarship for all something that wasn't hers. I would have loved to have a scholarship to go to medical school. Man, that would have helped. But when they were looking, booking her in jail, a strip search turned up more of the drug in her genitals. She told authorities that it wasn't hers and she was trying to keep her friends from getting into trouble. She is being held on $6,500 bond. How do they do the strip searches? When you're in jail, are you up in a pap smear? Are you up in a pap smear position or do they just have you standing? You know, in the olden days, we did not use the lithotomy position. The lithotomy position has only been around for about less than 100 years, maybe about 7-8 decades. Usually genital exams, I'm not talking by police, but even by doctors, you would be standing. I have these medical books I collect from the 1800s, and women would be, according to the picture, because obviously these books cannot show a woman being examined by a doctor undressed, but you would see the doctor sitting next to her standing, and she was in full corset and dress with her hand under her skirt, probably feeling for doing the vaginal exam. Now, you know, some of you are like, oh my gosh, they must have, gotten their funsies. No. You know, keep in mind the lithotomy position has that we do now when you're in the pap smear position has its negatives. And one such negative is when you're feeling for masses, okay? Depending on where the gravity goes, you can't feel what you need to feel. And I know many of you are probably, just cringing at the thought of us talking about this. But this is extremely important for a lot of you ladies and men. You know, when depending on the position that you're in, the doctor may not feel what they need to feel. And they need to keep gravity in check. For example, when women get a pelvic exam, usually, the doctor just kind of goes through vaginally and feels the ovaries, uterus, etc. But if he doesn't do the rectal part called a bimanual exam where they use two fingers, you miss the backside of the uterus. You could miss ovarian masses because when you're lying there on your back, gravity brings everything down. And there's been an argument in the medical setting since the lithotomy position that still should we examine women standing up? Because when women stand up, you could see if the uterus is prolapsing. You could see if the bladder is prolapsing. You could possibly feel certain masses in the ovaries because you have gravity bringing those organs down to you. but it's awkward. We're already doing the pap smear exam, so you're already on your back, etc. But there's an argument to be made that certain things could be missed. Now, this is why many doctors say, look, if I don't think I could feel all your ovaries and I could feel your uterus well, get an ultrasound. The ultrasound can look around, and it does. The ultrasound is great. You know, but many insurance companies don't want to pay for it. Many insurance companies don't want it being ordered. They say it's not a true screen. But I don't know to what degree, to what percentage, the average gynecologist or doctor or family doctor, et cetera, is feeling everything they need to feel. I mean, if you get an ovarian tumor, all right, you want to make sure your doctor is feeling that whole ovary. And a lot of times it's very difficult. You know, and I'm not saying everybody needs to now stand up. I mean, I would love to be dressed and standing up. I think that would be great. But, you know, if they do that type of exam in jail, it may be something we could bring back up in the medical setting. Why not? Sounds fun. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, medical students should, I mean, if you're going to dedicate your life to medicine, all right, you have to have certain ethics, certain morals. And you can't be driving down the street kooky. Now, I'm not saying all medical students don't do drugs and don't drink, okay? I'm sure plenty of them do. Luckily, I went to a class that was pretty good, all right? Or they left me out of the loop, and I didn't know what they were doing. But from what I understand, nobody in my class did drugs. Yeah, they drank. It gets stressful. Having to tell a patient that, you know, their son died, you know, from a drowning, that gets to you. And, yeah, I've seen them drink, but not to the degree where we thought they were abusive. I mean, trust me, the school was always checking for substance abuse. But, you know, would like to think that our medical students can be held to a higher standard, you know, and, you know, sticking marijuana in your private parts is not appropriate. And unless she, you know, proves to be a little bit more moral and knows not to drive while, you know, drugged up, I think her career could be ruined. All right. I mean, you know, she has to prove that she is not going to be under the influence to a degree that could hurt others ever. You can't be a doctor, save lives, and then go out and drunk drive. You can't do that. You'll lose your license. You can't do it. Doctors are held to that higher standard. I think they should be. You know, people don't want to see the doctor get drunk. People don't want to, I mean, doctors are allowed to have drinks, absolutely, but people do not want to see their doctors or their future doctors do things like that. I mean, we have to think quick. We have to think extremely quick. Now, most doctors don't drink, and not because they're Mormon, but because we know that alcohol causes dementia. We want our memory. Once a doctor thinks their memory is going, they get scared and they start eating their cruciferous vegetables. By the way, we're going to be talking about cruciferous vegetables. Yum, yum. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean. clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And the buggy wood is flu. Did you guys know that pets get the flu? Yeah. You know, we always think our cats and dogs don't get sick unless they purposely want to do poo-poo house because they're mad at you. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Fox News reports that pets get the flu more often than thought. They say flu infections in cats and dogs may be much more common than thought. Pets also catch the flu from their owners. When we do kissy, 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 little tiny cold nose and do the little, I love doing kissy doggy, kissy kitties, just do a little thing, kissing their little nose is so cold, we could be giving them the flu. One study of cat blood samples found that 30% of cats in Ohio had been infected with seasonal flu. 20% were infected with swine flu, H1N1, that caused the 2009 pandemic. Studies also show that there's been an increase in cat flu infection since 2009. I got the rocket pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. That's the flu I always get. Researchers have known since the 1970s that cats can get the flu, and since 2000 that the dogs could get it. But there aren't really a lot of case reports. Now, Christine Lower, an associate professor at Oregon State University's College of Veterinary Medicine, that kind of looked into this. You know, people always ask me, if I love animals so much, why didn't I go and become a veterinarian? I wanted to do both. I wanted to do humans and pets. So I went to medical school first, and then I thought I would just eventually also do pets. I would go and get a veterinarian degree and license, and I just never had time. I started having kids, and, you know, yeah, varicose veins, couldn't do it. All right, so now they're looking at a broader study of samples from cats across the United States. They could take my cats. In fact, take my cats for a few months. Let them poo-poo up your house. They say it's not possible to know how sick the cats in Ohio study are. Just the blood samples show they were infected at some point. Okay, well, this kind of makes sense. I mean, if there's a virus going around, you will pick up viruses. I can't tell you how many viruses and bacteria we pick up, but it doesn't affect us. Okay, I mean, if there's a virus running around, it's going to affect the, it's going to, I don't want to say infect, because many people think infect means makes you sick, but it will attach and be introduced into your little kitty cat or your pain in the butt doggy. And, excuse me, if that's the case, the cat's body decides to either fight it, make antibodies, or ignore it. They say when human-to-pet transmission happens, researchers worry not only about the health of the pets, but if the virus, of course, is going to mutate and do something funky. Remember that whole swine flu, avian flu issue where birds and pigs were sharing viruses and then it could possibly mutate, you know, to something deadly that could hit a human? That's what we're worried about. What will these viruses do in different peculiar hosts? A flu virus that hops across species has the potential, they say, to undergo changes in its genetic code that can make it more virulent and dangerous to people. All viruses can mutate, but the influenza virus, of course, raises its most concerns because it has huge segments of DNA, and it could change it pretty easily. So right now, researchers have confirmed 13 cases in which a pet, cat, or dog caught the flu strain. But see, what happened to them? Were they coughing? Were they squeaking? Oink, oink. What were they doing? Okay, they say one of the first known cases in Oregon in 2009, an 8-year-old cat became ill with the flu, developed pneumonia after catching the disease from its owner, who was hospitalized with H1N1. Okay, so these cats and dogs are getting sick. In another case, a 10-year-old cat with a fever and breathing problems was found to have pandemic H1N1. Oh, no, and died after 4 days. All right, flu shots for cats. The cat likely caught the flu from a child in the house who had been sick the week before. See, what do? Do you make the kid move out or do you make the cat move out? That's a tough one. Four other cats in the house also shown signs of respiratory disease but recovered. All right. They don't know if a cat, they don't know if, let's say one of your kids comes home, does kissy-kissy with the cat, cat gets the virus. Can you do kissy-kissy with the cat later and the virus give it back to you? Can that happen? They don't know that yet. That's something they need to take a look. So they said if you are sick, don't be licking and kissing the cats. Okay? Because of the large increase in flu in cats after 2009, researchers are investigating whether the pandemic strain of H1N1 is adept in infecting felines. See, here's my problem. My cats sit on their butt all day. And it's not like they eat their cruciferous vegetables and get their vitamin C. All they want is tuna fish and their meat cutlets, Friskies meat cutlet, meat bits thing. When I try to feed them chow that supposedly has healthy aspects to it, they don't want to eat it. And more so, they get me back by doing pee-pee or poo-poo on one of my pieces of clothing that's fallen onto the floor. And so as far as I'm concerned, I would just vaccinate the cats or just have the cats go somewhere else, because there's no way I'm going to be dealing with cats giving us a flu if they end up transmitting the flu. I mean, it's not like they really do that much. I mean, do they really show love? Dogs show love. Cats, my cats show absolutely no love. They're just there for me to serve. That's it. That's it. Their whole life motto is serve me. And I'm tired of serving them. When do I get served? Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. By the way, don't forget to find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and find us on Facebook. I love being able to connect with you guys and to be able to see your responses. It's great. Broccoli and cabbage among vegetables that cut our cancer risk. I hate cabbage and I hate cauliflowers in this too. Can't they come up with a yummier vegetable? You know, let me eat a rock. Just say eating rock and dirt help. That's even going to be tastier than broccoli and cabbage. Anyway, they say eating cruciferous vegetables such as sprouts, blah, broccoli, ugh, cauliflower, yuck, at least once a week can cut the risk of developing a variety of cancers. Those who ate them at least weekly cut the risk of mouth cancer and breast cancer by a fifth, and you cut esophageal cancer by more than a quarter. Well, of course you do. You can't stand what you've eaten, so you don't want to put anything else in your mouth so you don't get the reflux. The research linked poor diet with the fatal disease with around a third of all oral cancer, which they think is linked to an unhealthy diet. Okay, many oral cancers, we believe, is linked to oral sex and acquiring the HPV vaccine. But And, of course, alcohol. But if you think about it, okay, if we can't stand the smell of cooked cauliflower and cabbage, imagine the HPV virus. Did I say HPV vaccine? I meant the HPV virus. The HPV virus probably chokes up and dies at the scent of it as well. So maybe that's what's going on. All right. They say previous studies have found that a particular nutrient in cruciferous vegetables, which also include cabbage, watercress, and radish, can kill cancer cells and give potential for the production of new drugs. I may do that. I may just rub radish all over my body because I'm really afraid of skin cancer. The results published, no, you can't rub it on the cervix for cervical cancer. But I got to tell you guys something. This is going to be interesting. If there is a link between vegetables and HPV and preventing HPV from causing cancer, we may have to come up with some sort of vaginal suppository to prevent cervical cancer. Now, that may be cool. Well, maybe that's why that girl had the marijuana stashed in her privates. Maybe she was a medical student. That's what she should have done. Oh, that's an excuse. I'm a medical student, and for my thesis, I'm going to be examining herbs and the prevention of cervical cancer. So I right now have a marijuana vaginal suppository. That would have been a heck of a lot better excuse than what she used. You guys have to think. The results published in the Annals of Oncology found that the risk of kidney cancer was cut by almost a third and colorectal cancer by almost a fifth. All right, so what that means is we can't be eating ho-hos and hamburgers. We got to be eating our cruciferous vegetables. They say around a third of all oral cancer is thought to be linked to an unhealthy diet. We got to get our Brussels sprouts. Oh, these things look disgusting. How do you eat you know what I need from you? You want to know what I need from you all? You all know I can't cook. I don't know how to make a vegetable taste good unless, of course, I lather it in cheese and butter. Can you guys send me some recipes? I would love to know, and if you want me to share them with you guys, how the heck do you get a Brussels sprout down your gullet? How do you do that? I mean, I know, like I said, and again, we can't lather it in butter and cheese because, you know, you'll be kind of losing some of the, you know, health benefits from it. Send me some recipes to drdahlia.com. Just tell me what you do. How do you get the vegetables in you? Now, I mean, I get my salads into me by, you know, pouring ranch. I basically eat ranch dressing with a little bit of salad. But we really need to figure out how to get these vegetables down us. Okay, now, an apple a day, they say, could keep the cardiologist away. Apples lower bad cholesterol by 40% in middle-aged adults. You know what apple I had yesterday? I had a chocolate-covered caramel apple. It was delicious. Of course, I ate all the chocolate and the caramel, and then the apple went in the garbage. But it's got to be just a regular apple. No chocolate-covered caramel apples. They say a new study suggests that eating apples each day could significantly improve the heart health of middle-aged adults in just 1 month. Apples lower LDL. You guys were asking me last week, what can you eat to lower cholesterol? Try it. Now, they compared this to eating polyphenols by taking pills that have polyphenols. Didn't work. There's something about the natural vegetables, something that God made and nature made, seems to do a heck of a lot better than what's man-made. Now, remember that bad cholesterol LDL is the nasty culprit, right? They interact with free radicals to become oxidized. It causes inflammation, tissue damage, plaquing, etc. You get arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. LDL is bad. Bad stuff. All right. So an apple a day, people, an apple a day keeps a cardiologist away, but it won't keep the Dr. Dahlia show away, hopefully. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have messaged me saying we're going to meet at the truck driver convention that's going to be later this month in Kansas City. That's great. That's the Trucker Media Social Online Convention in Kansas City at Harrah's. Please track me down, yell at me. I'm going to probably be there all day Saturday because I want to see the classes you guys get and listen in, especially on driver's health, and then they're going to let me come up there on the panel. So find me. I think it's exciting. For those of you that do want to go, from what I understand, it's only $99, and it includes 2 days of meals and so many classes and a lot of networking and gifts and prizes. So check it out. It's the Trucker Social Media Online Conference. I'll get to see you guys. I love being able to see a lot of my trucker listeners. I know many of you that listen do over the road truck driving, and God bless you guys for doing what you do. Now, it looks like there was a man who died of a heart attack, and three were arrested at this hotel wedding. There was a fight. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, Philadelphia police have been investigating this brawl that went completely violent in a hotel between guests of two different wedding parties. One died of a heart attack. Now, from what we understand, this happened at about 2 in the morning in the Sheraton Society Hill in Philadelphia. At one point, the fight got so chaotic that police had to use batons on those who resisted their efforts to break up the fight. One person needed to be tasered. What is going on? A 57-year-old man had apparently undergone a heart attack on the street outside the hotel, later died at a nearby hospital. See, that's the worst part. You're sitting there saying, help me. You can barely talk because you're having a heart attack, and there's all this going on, and nobody knows that you're having a heart attack. One of you emailed me a long time ago and said, is there a sign that you can do to, you know, alert people that you're having a heart attack? You know, the choking sign, the universal choking sign, is both your hands around your neck. I would say the sign for having a heart attack, if you think it's a noisy room and nobody would notice, is both hands on your chest. But I'm going to tell you right now, have your phone close by always. Have your phone in your pocket. Girls, if your purses are too small, have the phone in your bra and dial 911. All right, and whisper or choke or do whatever you have to the 911, because I got to tell you, people are stupid, especially when they're drunk, and they could think you're just holding your chest. They may not realize it may just not kick in, but holding both hands on the chest over the heart could do it. Or just get on the ground. Just fall on the ground. Get on the ground, because you need to increase your cardiac output anyway. We don't want you standing when you have a heart attack. We want you sitting or lying down. So falling on the ground in a collapse is probably a pretty damn good sign. Hold your heart. Say heart, 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 something like that if you can. But honestly, many of you guys are going to have to call the ambulance yourselves, because people are stupid when they drink. All right. So I guess the melee was captured on video. It's on YouTube. I haven't seen it yet. There are about 75 to 100 people. Police say the fight began as a confrontation between relatives and friends attending the wedding held at the hotel earlier Saturday night. When people attended a second wedding held elsewhere arrived at the hotel bar, there was some sort of confrontation. Alcohol, of course, fueled the fight. In the video, the officer can be seen trying to hold back one of the brides while a man in a tuxedo was thrown to the floor. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, that's horrible. Nobody wants somebody dying at their wedding. So that's what happens. Yeah, you see, you know, we're going to have a bar mitzvah for my son. And not so much because we're cheap, but people drink at these things and have a limit on the alcohol. Okay? You know, not a lot of people know what last call is. Right? And you usually don't hear last call at an event, because it embarrasses the host and, you know, the lady that runs the bar mitzvah. I have no problem. And I want to be the one saying last call. Now, of course, all the kids are going to make a run for it, so I got to make sure they don't do that. But I'll absolutely say last call. A, I'll save money on the booze. B, I can make sure there's no brawls. And trust me, when the families get together, man, why do you think we don't have family reunions? There's always a fight. Somebody gets insulted. Somebody says someone's butt got bigger. It happens. All right. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, by the way, to sign up for the Dr. Dolly Alaskan Cruise. We are going to Alaska next summer. If you are planning a summer vacation and you want something the most exquisite, the most fun, and the most educational, because we're definitely going to teach you during certain days on that trip, please sign up. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, find Alaskan Cruise, and we'll get the travel agent to send you information. These cruises book up quickly. We were able to hold some rooms, but you could only hold them for so long till the ship goes, look, prices now are 33% higher, I want to sell these. So make sure you guys get yourself on board with that. Many of you have called saying you want to do it, but you want to wait till the first of the year. I don't know if you'll be able to wait. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's rumors circulating on Jerry Sandusky, where he's going to be able to watch football. He'll be able to work 30 hours a week and make money. He can't watch nonviolent movies. He's able to have visitors. It sounds like, you know, we all think Jerry Sandusky is going to rot in jail. It sounds like it's a little more cush than we thought. All right. I mean, some people are trying to say it's like a comfortable suburban life. No. I don't think it's going to be that good. But from what I understand, He's probably going to be there for life, all right, from what I understand. But he's going to get to watch TV. He's going to get to watch football. Hopefully they don't play any kids shows for him. And let me see what else. He's going to get to have visitors. I don't know who's going to want to visit him. Oh, speaking of visitors, did you guys hear about, who is it? I keep mixing up the name. Is it Vandersloot? Who is it? Yeah, Vandersloot, right? Vandersloot was the one, Joran Vandersloot. He was the one which, we believe, caused the missing girl back in Florida years ago and is now serving time for killing a young Peruvian woman. Well, he had a conjugal visitor and got her pregnant. And so from what we understand, he's going to be a daddy. I don't really know if we want his genes being passed on, but Vandersloot's attorney Maximo Altez told the Associated Press that a woman named Lady Figueroa Uceda is registered as a conjugal visitor of Yaron. She is registered in the visitor's books of the Piedras Gordas prison in Lima. He denied, however, and did not want to confirm the pregnancy. Boy. Telegraph said Vandersloot told it that the woman uses birth control but had apparently forgotten to take it, and she would not have an abortion due to her Catholic faith. So we may have a little Vandersloot going around. Yeah, I don't really get all these conjugal visits. How does that happen? I mean, if the guards are supposed to be watching 24/7, do they watch? You know, I mean, is the bed even comfortable? That's, you know, I mean, I understand that's, you know, kind of important to prisoners. I understand sex is important. I just don't see who is really going to be enjoying that. This is something where I don't think many of you are going to enjoy. Hulk Hogan has a sex tape. Did you guys know that? TMZ reported that Hulk Hogan's sex tape is being shopped around to various porn companies. All right. From what I understand, this is pretty bad. And Linda Hogan, I think, who's his wife, was just arrested for a DUI. So we have a sex tape. I guess it's a 1 minute clip. Oh, no. I do not want to see the 1 minute clip. No, please. No. They have it right here. The clip was posted on Gawker. Do people release these on purpose? Is sex tape the way to go to become famous? Is that how you do it now? If you want to become famous, you release a sex tape, the Dr. Dahlia sex tape. That probably wouldn't be fun because I'd be really medical about it, right? I'd be like, oh, he's touching my gluteus. Oh, I better hold off Kegeling so I don't hurt the corpus cavernosum. Oh, are you putting me now in the lithotomy position? Oh, that is very stimulating. Yeah, I don't think a sex tape of mine would really sell. I mean, maybe people in the medical profession would find it medically accurate and astute. I don't think people are going to want to hear about Bartholin gland cyst overworking. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away, we got more. Yeah, we got a lot more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, we'll be back.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. We just got news that Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman has called it quits. I'm not sure why this just in. I know for many of us, ever since Taxi and Cheers? Well, Cheers was a spinoff of Taxi. And then, of course, Frasier, etc. So Danny DeVito was the guy in Taxi. Who did he play in Taxi? I can't think of his name. Louis De Palma. Right. And then Rhea Perlman played Carla. Apparently they have been married, right, for over 30 years. They're getting separated. I guess they got to know each other when they were both coming up in the TV world. They were a couple when she landed her first role as Xena. She was actually on Taxi as well. She played DeVito's girlfriend on Taxi. And then, of course, Carla Tortelli, which I don't know if she won ever any Emmys with that one, but I thought she did a phenomenal job with that. They tied the knot back in January 28, 1982, after living together for 11 years, have had three children, 29-year-old Lucy, great, 27-year-old Grace, and 25-year-old Jacob. I don't know how tall the kids are. That's a good question. I wonder if any of them are tall. You know, two short people can't have tall kids. You know, it's weird. You look at that, and it's like, you know, when you see a couple that divorces after 30 years, and it looks like they were together for 41 years, if they lived together before they got married and possibly even dated longer than that. So you got a couple together for 40 years. What would make you want to quit now? You know, I can understand quitting after fights throughout all this time, but whatever made you guys decide to stick with it, why now? Somebody could argue, well, they want to wait till the kids were grown up. Well, I mean, the kids are way into their 20s. 29, 27, 25. It's not like they just waited till the kids turned 18. You know, I mean, what you just wonder. And then shouldn't you guys just stick together and take care of each other? Or are you really that miserable? You know, when you look at the characters both these guys have played, Carla and Louie, they were never the kind of easygoing, lovey-dovey type. So you always kind of wondered what it was like, from a personal standpoint. But it's a shame, you know, because a strong marriage like that, you know, Hollywood couples, you know, you have very few Hollywood couples that have lasted that long. And it's a shame to see them go. It's a shame to see them break up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, Kaylee from Hartford writes, Doctor, you were discussing paying bills and how doctors will work with you. Well, I can't get mine to even call me back. I have a $250 bill that I can't afford right now, but I do not want to be sent to collections. What do I do? Okay, this goes for whether you want to pay your bill or whether you want to get your prescription or whatever. If you ever can't get a call back, my recommendation would be to come to the office and speak to somebody. I know sometimes front desk is completely overwhelmed, but sometimes coming up to the counter and writing a note or getting in contact with the nurse could help. Another option is if you're having difficulty paying the bill and you want to talk to the doctor, et cetera. You know, again, most doctors don't want to talk about bills. They don't. I don't. I don't want to get involved with the money thing. I don't. I have enough to do dealing with the medicine and dealing with the labs and dealing with the MRIs and getting things ordered. I don't want to deal with the, you know, that's why we have a billing department, et cetera. But if you ever feel like you can't get a hold of them, like whether it's for a prescription, et cetera, make a visit with the doctor. All right. The big mistake a lot of people make is they want the medicine done over the phone. I know we'll go back to bill and a way to work it with the bill and how to deal with that. But I have to admit that is a huge problem. See, many people, they don't like paying their copay, and I don't blame them. I don't like paying a copay either, but they think that one copay will give them a year's worth of phone calls from the doctor. It doesn't. Now that doctors are only averaging maybe $40 a visit, that is not going to include after-hour calls or the liability to protect them. So if you're like, well, I want a refill on a prescription, etc., and nobody calls me back from the office, then make the appointment with the doctor. You have to, even if it involves, and tell the doctor, but when you're with the doctor, go, what do I do so I don't always have to pay a copay? Now, if he says, look, the reason why you ran out is because we were supposed to see you. I don't like writing medicines for a year at a time. I only write you 6 months at a time, so I see you twice a year. Then fine. Then you know what his thinking is. Or it could be, you know what, let me make sure you get a couple refills, but make sure you see me by Christmas time so you don't run out. Come up with a plan with the doctor. I have no problem when my patients go, Dahlia, what is the best way for me to do this? Okay, I run out of my pain medicine usually by the weekend, and you don't call in pain medicine over the weekend. I don't call in pain medicine, period. We've stopped that in our office. So then I say that maybe the Wednesday or Thursday before you make an office visit so we can evaluate the body part and see if we need to go further, do additional testing, etc. All right, because we have some pretty strict laws in our state about prescribing narcotics. You know, and then have the doctor explain your side. Go, we're not allowed to be calling narcotics in willy-nilly. You know, we have to have some sort of a plan. Or maybe I need to get you in with a pain management doctor who can manage your pain a little bit more longer term. But, you know, your doctor probably would be one of the easier people to speak to if you can't get the office manager to call you back or the nurses to call you back. Because remember, even if the nurses do call you back, and God bless the nurses being the backbone of our medical system, they still can't make all the decisions. It has to be run by the doctor. And if you don't think you're going to get a call back. Now, what about the bill? I have many people that say, Dahlia, they won't even let me come up with a payment plan because they won't even answer my calls back. All I do is get bills. Now, the reason why that's happening is either A, the doctor's office staff is understaffed. Why? Because no one's paying their bills, right? Yeah, they don't have extra money for staff. You know, or B, these people who give them the runaround, it's so tiring to hear that here's somebody innocent like you going, look, I really want to work something out. What you can do is send in a partial payment like $25. Send in a partial payment of $25 and say, look, I'm going to every paycheck try to pay you $25. Please call me and let me know that this is okay, but here. And, of course, as they cash the checks, you have that as a form of a receipt. You know, or, again, next time you're with the doctor, talk to the doctor and say, look, I'm trying to make a payment plan. Can after this visit you walk me to your billing department or your office manager? Unfortunately, they haven't called me back after three attempts, and I want to make sure I pay you your bill. Remember, doctors... All right, they get screwed all the time. They do. But we prefer a patient working with us than somebody just giving you the middle finger, like a lot of people do. So, you know, if you actually have that good intention in mind of trying to work something out, I think you're going to get a lot more listening to. It's just how do you get in front of a person who will do it? And honestly, a person attempting to pay... Right. And now, again, you know, trying to pay a quarter. We had one person say, you can't send me to collections because I'm going to pay you a quarter every 6 months. No, no, no. You got sent to collections. That's ridiculous. But, you know, remember, we understand this is a recession. We understand insurance is paying less, but also doctors have to run a business. So we would rather somebody work with us on some sort of a payment plan than to say goodbye to the patient, discharge the patient, you know, have them blacklisted as a bad debt. That's more of a negative, and we don't want to do that, okay? So, like I said, if you can't get through, sometimes meeting with the doctor does it. But I got to tell you, it's very interesting. Now, I get a lot of emails on low back pain, heart, etc. Probably one of the most common emails I get is how to deal with my doctor's office. You know, and a big thing, if I could give you guys any advice, is just don't wait till the last minute. You know, many of you, you run out of your prescription and then you try to get in with the doctor. Now, a lot of us doctors have same day visits, but most don't. They'll say 2 weeks. And here you're feeling like, you know, you're victimized because you can't get your medicine. You feel worried. Yet the doctor's office is like, why the hell did they wait till the last minute? I can't stand when I get calls in the middle of the night for birth control. They need birth control because they ran out and they're going to a party this weekend. No. No, you come sooner. And behavior like that is exactly the type of patient who's going to get discharged. The one thing you guys are going to see, our doctors are going to start picking and choosing the patients. Now that doctors are getting paid more and more like crap, and we're having Obamacare type of specifications on how to practice, doctors are not going to want to waste their time on patients who unfortunately are not as consistent and compliant. So, like I said, always check early, 2-3 weeks ahead. And if not, ask your doctor, when do you want me to see you for a refill? All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. Can't wait to talk to you some more. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Take me down to the little
white church. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.